Mahabharata, dramatized by Jatinder Verma and Claudia Mayer. Part 3.
Arjuna, have you been sitting at my feet all night?
I have.
Sun rises through cool air, and flocks of green parakeets squabble and race between the pillars of the palace and out into the clear dawn light.
He got here after me.
The scent of early morning fires and freshly baked rotis curl into the nostrils of my brother Arjuna and my cousin Duryodhana, who have both been watching over Krishna as he slept.
Duryodhana, you're here as well. I didn't see you. One at my head and one at my feet.
We are now on the brink of a civil war which I, Yudhishthira, the eldest of the Pandava brothers and heir to the Kuru throne, have spent my life trying to avoid.
Whose side will you take, Krishna?
Straight to the point, as always, Duryodhana. Well, let's see. You will have all the great generals on your side. Aside from his four brothers, who will your cousin have?
You.
Well, that's what we're here to decide.
You must choose.
No, you must. I will offer my entire army to one of you. Chariots, war elephants, generals, foot soldiers, the lot. On the other hand, you can choose me.
What do you mean exactly?
Just me. Utterly and entirely alone.
What about your magic weapons?
I won't carry a single weapon.
And that's the choice? Well, no need to drag it out. I choose...
Wait. When I woke up, the first person I saw was Arjuna. That means he can choose first.
But I was here before him.
Perhaps that was your mistake. I haven't got eyes in the back of my head.
Oh, I choose Krishna.
I bring nothing with me, remember?
I choose you. Only you.
So be it.
You fool! Well, you have had your chance and you just threw it away. It'll all be over within a couple of days.
Why did you choose me, Arjuna?
I have the strength to face all the armies Duryodhana can assemble. But I don't have a charioteer. I need you to drive me.
Then that's what I'll do.
The two armies move towards the great plain of Kurukshetra. Hundreds of thousands of men shimmer out of the heat haze, their feet beating up a dust cloud from the dry earth. Heavy columns of war elephants loom behind them. Ours are led by Ashwathaman, the great bull elephant named after Guru Drona's son. Painted and armored, his tusks are tipped with steel, bells swing from his sides, and four men perch on his back.
Oh, Yudhishthira, husband. This is all my fault.
Thousands of chariots push forward from east, west, north, and south. Canteen fires merge with smoke from the forges, where they hammer out weapons that will cut brother from brother, father from son.
What if you're killed? Or Arjuna, or Bhima, or the twins, what will become of the Pandavas? I can't bear to lose any of you.
Draupadi, look at me. Give me your hands. I need your strength.
I never meant to be angry with you.
Yes, you did. And you had every reason to be angry. I staked you in the dice game. I was wrong. And I brought disgrace on you and on all of us. Tears can't wash away my guilt.
I forgave you your recklessness a long time ago. Forgive me my pride.
The sun blazes down, flushing out all shadows, and Krishna drives Arjuna's chariot forward onto the battlefield between the two armies.
Are you ready, Krishna? No more birds or boars.
My brother is standing. He breathes deep and raises the conch of war which will signal the start of battle. The two sides start to move towards each other, gathering momentum. But something's wrong. Arjuna slumps, Has he been hit? His chariot stops. It sits motionless on the plain between the armies. The advance ripples backwards to a standstill.
Krishna, I cannot fight.
Don't lose your nerve, Arjuna.
I see my brothers along the battle lines, and facing them, my cousins. We grew up together.
Grandfather Bhishma shaped your infant heart for this. It's what Guru Drona trained you for.
How can I live with their blood on my hands?
If you think they will die and that will be the end of them, then you know nothing. Energy, once unleashed, does not cease to be. It merely changes its shape. That is the simple law of the universe.
But I will carry their deaths with me forever.
Compassion is what makes you a great soldier. Don't mistake it for weakness.
I'm looking into the void.
Truth stands with you. And your brothers, it stands with Draupadi.
Is that all we're fighting for? Revenge? Because of the humiliation heaped on Draupadi all those years ago?
It was a sign that the world had tilted out of true. You must correct it. That is your dharma. That is why I am your charioteer.
No, it's too great a price to pay. Yudhishthira is right. Let Duryodhana have the kingdom.
And then what? Do you think you'll be able to live in peace? In a cave like a hermit? Don't fool yourself. No man can live without action. If you breathe, you act. The fact of your existence will rankle Duryodhana until he has to come after you again. The secret of life is knowing what your duty is.
And what is mine?
To be a soldier.
I'm about to destroy all that I love.
I cannot make you fight, but I can lift the sorrow of it from your heart. Look at me. See me in my full glory and understand who you are. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor everyone here. And never will there come a time when they will cease to exist.
Krishna smiles, and Arjuna sees him dancing at the birth of the three worlds, when two elephants collide and spark a cataclysmic explosion. He sees him dance when the three worlds fragment and sink into oblivion. And he sees him dance as the sun wheels about his head and the planets turn in his open mouth.
Know that the self alone is the friend of the self, and the self alone is its enemy. So lift yourself by yourself. Don't think of the rewards of your action. Even without you, all these soldiers will cease to be. You are merely the instrument of their death. For I am death, the destroyer of worlds. And I am life. I am the dove which heralds war, and I am the carrion kite which hovers at birth.
My body has become the eye of death.
So rise, Arjuna, and blow the conch of war. Let the destiny of the world be shaped by this.
The air howls. Squadrons of arrows slice through enemy armor, and hundreds are massacred. Arjuna charges relentlessly at Grandfather Bhishma.
There he is! Get after him!
But the old soldier dodges every attack.
He's too fast!
Don't give up!
Grandfather Bhishma sweeps through the battlefield, his white armor luminous, firing arrow after arrow, and Arjuna's foot soldiers fall like scythed maize.
Victory! Victory! Come on! Nothing can stop us now, Yudhishthira! Surrender while you still can!
Never, Duryodhana! Only your death will satisfy me now!
Fool.
The sky reddens, and I can no longer see the clear blue. We fight on, desperate to use every moment of daylight till darkness falls and we return to our tents.
You betrayed me today, Grandfather. You could have shot Arjuna down 10 times over.
There is still time to negotiate.
The time for diplomacy is over. As the leader of my army, I need to know that I can trust you.
Guru Drona has taught Arjuna well.
You should have fought with the Pandavas, you and everyone else in this family. I saw you tremble today like a father having to strike his son.
You are all my sons.
When you bring me the head of Arjuna, then you can call me your son. Until then, just remember your duty to the kingdom.
I don't need you to remind me of my duty. I have spent a lifetime loyal to the throne, and I will never betray it. But understand that my loyalty is to the throne, not to he who sits on it.
Do not fail me.
Krishna, I know you're here. I can see you moving in the candle flame.
I come to you, Bhishma.
You honor me. Only you know what's in my heart.
Tell me.
There are times in the past when I have not behaved well. I have to face that now. While I live, this war will go on until our world is torn apart. I need to find the boy soldier, Sikandin.
Sikandin?
Long before you were born, when the king came of age, I was sent to win a wife for him at a contest for the hand of 3 sisters. Amba, Ambika, and Ambalika. And I won all 3. On the way back, Amba told me she was already in love with another man. So I let her go. But the man would not have her, saying she'd already become mine. When she realized I would never marry her, she swore to dedicate her life and all her future lives to revenge.
To kill you?
Yes. But the gods made me indestructible when I renounced marriage and children. I can choose the moment of my death.
Did you ever see Amba again?
She killed herself. But she has been reborn many times since then.
And do you recognize her?
Always. Tell Arjuna to let the boy soldier Sikandin ride with him in his chariot. Every novice needs a seasoned soldier as a guide.
On the vast battlefield the following day, Grandfather Bhishma and Arjuna move through the blinding dust clouds. They are drawn towards each other, sucked into the heart of the maelstrom. Krishna is driving Arjuna's chariot. Sikandin, the boy soldier, is beside him.
We've come too far. We're exposed here.
No, Arjuna, look to the right.
Bhishma,
the instant you see an opening, fire. Bhishma will loosen his grip on his bow. It'll only be for a second.
I can't see him clearly.
That's all the chance you'll get.
The old man is on horseback and unmistakable in his white armor. He rides out of the dust, shooting arrows faster than thought.
Arjuna, get behind Sikandin. Use him as your shield.
The boy's defenseless.
Do it!
The old warrior bows his head to the boy soldier, a glint of recognition in his eyes.
Amba, you have come.
He relaxes his grip on his bow.
Now, fire!
Is he greeting me?
Now, shoot now!
I can't, he's unarmed!
This is your chance!
Shoot, Arjuna! Amba has come for me in Sikandin's body! Shoot, and let me find peace!
Forgive me, Grandfather. Fire!
In the space of a breath, Arjuna has run so many arrows through Grandfather's sinewy old flesh that they skewer every inch of his body. Slowly, he falls backwards, like a great tree, until he comes to rest, spiked between earth and sky by the arrows. But the moment of his death has not come. Duryodhana's chariot looms out of the dust, but he keeps his distance. We all do.
Anjana, please, lift my head a little.
Yes, Grandfather.
Arjuna fires three arrows into the ground, forming a tripod to pillow Grandfather's head.
I'm thirsty.
Arjuna fires again, and a stream of sweet water gushes up.
I'm not ready to be mourned yet. I lie here on the strange bed you've made for me until the fighting ends. Duryodhana!
Yes, Grandfather.
Did you see how Arjuna brought me water? Who else could do that?
Don't talk like this.
Make peace with him. If you do, you will find what you've always been looking for. Loyalty, respect, love.
You don't know what you are saying.
If you walk away, Arjuna will destroy your world.
Shut up, old man.
But you're not, no!
Leave him alone.
He turns to look at each of our stricken faces. His eyes burn with bitterness.
Cowards.
One by one, each side withdraws until Grandfather and I are alone on the vast plain beneath the dark sky.
Are you cold?
The stars are coming out. We spend too much of life looking at the ground.
What should I do, Grandfather?
Have children.
Is that what you regret?
Regrets are for those who don't act. And with boys like you and Arjuna and Bhima and... Duryodhana will never make peace. You know that.
Then why did you make this sacrifice? Why are you lying here pinned like an insect to the earth?
So the kingdom can be made whole again. Your great-grandfather founded it. Your grandfather expanded it. Your father secured its borders. If you are victorious, you will heal its wounds and pass it on to your son.
Karna, what are you doing here?
I've come to make my peace with Bhishma. I accused him of siding with you, of being unfit to lead our army.
You didn't know what you were saying.
I am the son of a charioteer. It was not my place to speak.
What does it matter now? Propriety, humility, strength. Will you take my place tomorrow?
No. Guru Drona taught the princes on both sides of this war. He knows better than I do how to win it.
You didn't come looking for my forgiveness. You came to give a shape to your doubts. You're sometimes very alike, you and Yudhishthira. Look, there. A star rises. Don't lose sight of the possibility of peace.
Will you fight tomorrow, Karna?
No need.
I'm going to pay my respects to Guru Drona. Will you come with me?
I leave such niceties to you.
Welcome. Welcome.
You look the same, Guru Drona.
Flattery won't earn you marks now.
It never did. Dharma was always safe in your hands.
So, here we are on opposite sides.
Your choice.
One can't always make a choice. All my working life I've been a servant of the kingdom. My son Ashvatthaman has never even seen the village where our family come from. Having eaten the sovereign salt all these years, when war comes, you tell me, what choice do I have?
You will always have my respect.
And I will always love you.
As a son.
Ashvatthaman is my birth son. I love him because he's mine. But you and your brothers I chose to love. Tell Arjuna when he fights tomorrow, he must remember the test I set you when you came to my archery lessons.
The eye of the bird, the target.
See nothing else. Let him remember that. I made him the greatest archer in the world, but I made him promise me one thing.
What was that?
That if we were ever to meet in battle, he must fight to win.
And you cannot be defeated.
I cannot be defeated except...
Except?
When an honest man tells a lie.
But that day does not come, nor the next day, nor the next. Guru Drona is invincible leading the army. He's a demon sending shockwaves through our forces, killing and maiming scores of our men. With no prospect of victory in sight, Krishna calls a war council.
They have decimated 3 of our 5 armies inside a week.
We will break through their defenses, Krishna. It's only a matter of time.
We don't have time, Yudhishthira. For every division we destroyed, Drona comes back the following day with a replacement.
Soon, there'll be so few of you left that Duryodhana will be able to dictate the terms of our surrender.
Never.
That's more of a hope than a plan.
Do you have any suggestions, Krishna?
Somehow, we have to find a way to make Guru Drona surrender his weapons.
How do you propose to do that? Arjuna can't get anywhere near him.
There is a way. He told you himself what it is.
Krishna, you're condemning me to a life where dharma has no meaning.
When wrongs multiply, right has to bend to achieve success. It grasps victory in whatever way it can.
You're asking me to lie.
I only ask that you don't overstate your honesty. Bhima will go to Guru Drona and say that his son, Ashwatthaman, is dead. Drona will look to you to tell him the truth. He will ask you if his son has really been killed. All you have to do is confirm it.
He told me his secret because he trusts me. I cannot betray him.
Think of your brothers, Yudhishthira. Think of 13 years in exile. Think of the humiliation that Draupadi has had to bear in all that time.
I won't lie to him.
This is getting nowhere.
Where are you going, Bhima?
To eat. That's when I do my best thinking.
Whoa, there. Whoa!
Ashwatthaman.
Hey! Has no one fed him?
Ashwatthaman, our restless bull elephant, shares the same name as Guru Drona's son. Bhima has an idea. He eats a large dinner, sleeps, and seeks out the elephant the next morning.
Whoa! Whoa! But I have no choice.
With a swing of his mace, Bhima breaks the elephant's front leg. Bhima launches himself at Ashwatthaman's magnificent tusks and snaps them at their base. Bhima leaps onto the agonized elephant, who swings his great head from side to side like a tree in a storm.
Just.
Bhima clings on. At last whirls his mace and shatters the beast's broad forehead smack in the middle. The elephant goes down with a seismic crash.
Ashwatthaman is dead! Drona! Guru Drona, can you hear? I have killed Ashwatthaman! Ashwatthaman is dead!
Is it true?
It is.
Is that his blood?
Ashwatthaman is dead.
No. Yudhishthira, tell me the truth. Has my son been killed?
I cannot speak.
Tell me. Oh, Yudhishthira! Tell me it's not true! Please!
My mouth is dry.
Answer me!
Ashwatthaman is dead! Yudhishthira has fainted! Bring water over here!
While I am being dragged to safety, Guru Drona unbuckles his vermilion armor. With his eyes closed, he cuts off his topknot and throws the dagger away. He is defenseless.
Now, Arjuna, shoot!
Death at your hands, Arjuna, will be a release! Tell Yudhishthira he will rule with my blessing!
Do I have your permission to fire?
You have my permission!
Going after Duryodhana's brother.
No, Bhima.
He was the one who stripped Draupadi in the gambling hall. I swore then I'd rip his arms from his body, tear open his chest and drink his blood.
Stop him, Krishna.
It cannot be stopped.
He's drunk on death.
Help me take Yudhishthira to his tent. Now Drona's dead, Karna will be appointed commander of Duryodhana's armies.
We will go after him.
Draupadi!
Draupadi, look at me. I am painted with blood, garlanded with intestines. Flesh sticks under my nails, between my teeth.
What have you done?
Here is his blood. Duryodhana's brother.
Bhima. My Bhima. You have made me a queen again.
Draupadi takes handfuls of her long black hair and crushes it into the still warm blood.
Revenge is sweet. Hey, Arjuna.
Draupadi, this is madness.
No. This is love.
But the war is not won yet. Karna has assumed command, and there's a deadly rivalry between him and Arjuna. While everyone sleeps, Karna paces wrapped in his great shawl, strategies swirling in his head. He doesn't hear the careful footsteps behind him.
Who's there?
Kunti.
You're taking a big risk. It's dark and here you're alone with the enemy.
Every night you steal away to the river.
What business is that of yours?
I've come to beg a favor of you.
I am
I was married, I lived beside a river like this one. A hermit gave me a miraculous gift. 2 lines of a mantra, which would summon any god I chose. The temptation to try out this gift proved too much. Sitting by the river, watching the dancing rays of the sun, I recited the mantra. At that moment, the sun god appeared. Instantly, I was carrying his child. Moments later, a perfect boy was born, wearing earrings and armor.
What are you doing? The water is dangerous.
I plucked reeds like these and wove a basket and spread a silken sari inside it. I wrapped my son, my beautiful firstborn son, in the sari, kissed his head, touched his feet for forgiveness, and set the basket adrift in the river.
And a charioteer's wife found it.
She saw the child, and in her kindness gave him her breast.
Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you for claiming me now.
Fear of death makes me shameless.
No, not death. Even now, you're afraid of the shame I will bring you. What do you want from me?
Karna, please, I beg you.
What for? Forgiveness? Have you come to embrace me and show me to the world? Or did you wait for the darkness to hide your guilty secret? If I am your son now, why was I not your son this morning?
You are my firstborn child.
No! This isn't about me. This is about your other sons. So ask your favor and get it over with.
Don't fight, Arjuna.
It's too late.
Accept him as a brother. Join with us. And I promise you that Yudhishthira will place his crown at your feet.
Duryodhana accepted me for what I was without question. I will not betray him.
I brought this for you.
A lotus flower.
I laid one in your reed basket.
You came and robbed me of myself, and in exchange you bring me a lotus flower.
I'm sorry.
Wait. You came to beg a favor and never let it be said I turned away a beggar. My low-caste mother taught me too well for that. So I promise you this. Before you came here, you had 5 sons. I swear, when this war is over, you will still have 5 sons. Either I will kill Arjuna, or he will kill me.
Dazzling soldiers. Karna and Arjuna circle the battlefield, sizing each other up.
Let's see what your privileged training has taught you, Arjuna!
Attack if you're ready, Karna!
Wait till he has the sun in his eyes, and then...
Now!
Krishna drives Arjuna's chariot straight at Karna.
A crude maneuver for an aristocrat!
Karna fires a volley of arrows that flame above their heads.
See how well I've trained myself?
His arrows twist and are about to rain down on Arjuna when Krishna opens up the ground beneath their chariot and the fireball sails harmlessly over Arjuna's head.
Tricks, Krishna! You said you'd be an arm!
He isn't! Don't blame him for your inadequacy!
Then Krishna launches the deadly discus, which spins on his index finger, and Karna's chariot wheel rolls away, ramming the axle into the ground.
Wait! Wait, Arjuna! I am unarmed! Forget Krishna's games! Let's fight one-to-one, stripped of weapons, of devices, just you and me, like brothers!
Arjuna doesn't move. Karna closes his eyes and stands quite still.
It's too late for prayers, Karna.
His entire body is focused. Time stops. He remembers the heat of a day long ago. The insect that bore into his leg. The old man with the double-headed axe who gave him the mantra.
I can't remember it. I can taste it. It's there on my tongue. Why can't I remember the mantra?
He is invoking Shiva's divine spear, Pashupata, the ultimate weapon.
Kill him now, Arjuna. He's unarmed. And when he remembers the mantra, he'll destroy you and all the generations to come without a second thought. I can't. Think of Draupadi. Think of the Lak Palace. Think of all Karna has done to humiliate and destroy you.
A cloud hides the face of the sun.
Now, Arjuna, shoot!
Arjuna fires, not Shiva's spear, but a single arrow which slices into Karna.
Oh! Oh, Arjuna! My brother!
The clouds turn from blood red to black as the sun sinks beyond the horizon, and Karna's forces slink away into the twilight. Now only one of our enemies remains alive. The man who set the great juggernaut of war in motion, Duryodhana. We track him to an ice-covered lake high up in the mountains.
Friendship, loyalty, respect, dead. My brother's dead. Murdered by Bhima. Murdered by the Pandavas. Heads, legs, bellies, eyes, fingers, hearts scattered on the field for kites to feed on. Far down under the ice, it's cool. I can plan.
Duryodhana! Come out!
Bhima.
Come out and face me, you coward!
You've only got this far because of Krishna's tricks!
Duryodhana, this will be fair. Between you and Bhima only, I swear it.
You're the greatest liar that ever lived, Yudhishthira! I'll fight you!
It was my challenge, you'll fight me first!
Bhima, same as ever, greedy!
None of us saw Duryodhana's huge iron mace as he swung it out of the shadows right into the middle of Bhima's chest. Bhima's down. I run towards him, but he's quickly on his feet again.
I'm going to hack off your head!
He rushes at Duryodhana. Who skims deftly out of reach.
You won't get away! Just ask your brother when you find a piece of him you recognize.
I will slit that great belly and throw your entrails to the jackals.
Brother, watch out!
Bhima is down again. Krishna catches his eye and taps his leg. A signal.
Had enough yet?
Son of a jackal!
Bhima's mace swings low this time. It connects with Duryodhana's thigh.
Oh.
A hollow victory when the rules of combat have no meaning.
My cousin lies on the ground, his body broken and covered with blood.
Which of us is more blessed, Yudhishthira? I, who have lived like a king and will die like a soldier, or you, who have let Krishna destroy Dharma? Be proud of the future you have created. You are welcome to it. Away, Yudhishthira.
No. Leave me with him.
The rivalry is over. My cousin, who let bitterness grow up around his heart until it was hard as rock, lets his breath go.
Victory is ours!
Duryodhana is dead.
The enemy is defeated.
I feel no relief.
What's that?
We've forgotten Ashwathaman, Guru Drona's son. He has found Pashupata, Shiva's spear.
Down! On the ground! Lie absolutely still! It's the only way to save yourselves!
A blinding flash and the spear passes over us, destroying everything in its path. Hot waves of destruction roll over the earth, burning fields and forests, flooding the seas and wiping out men, women, children, and all the children yet to come. All except one. Krishna uses a blade of grass to deflect the weapon from Arjuna's grandson as he lies far away in his mother's womb.
So, it is over.
Yes, grandfather.
I have come to know each of the arrow shafts running through my body. This one is my vow of celibacy. This is my failure to defend Draupadi in the gambling hall. This is for the partition of the kingdom.
How am I to rule without you?
You are the son of Dharma, the god of justice. You know all you need to know. What is the greatest wonder?
Death surrounds us, yet each day we wake thinking we are immortal. Mm-hmm.
You know what I shall miss most, Yudhishthira? Honey. Sweet, liquid honey. A drop is placed on the child's lips when it is born, so it can savor the riches of this world. And a drop is placed again when...
He lifts a finger to his lips and smiles. Now all around me is darkness.
Is it true, Yudhishthira? Not one of my sons survived?
Not one.
Duryodhana, my beloved.
He is dead.
He is dead.
Who killed him?
Bhima.
Could only be Bhima.
Bhima. Are you here? Come. Losing one son, let me embrace another and weep for my firstborn.
Krishna pushes the iron statue used for mace practice between Bhima and the blind king. The old man flings his arms around it in a great bear hug.
Bhima!
My lord, let go.
As the king's hug tightens, his face contorts with rage. Until the iron statue shatters into pieces.
My son! My son! Oh, my son!
Your nephews are your sons now. Reunite the kingdom and crown Yudhishthira king.
We must accept our fate, my lord. We are childless again.
Gandhari kneels at Krishna's feet and lifts the veil that keeps her blind like her husband.
Ah!
A fierce ray burns from her eyes, searing Krishna's foot.
You killed my sons, Krishna. I want you to carry the wound as I will for the rest of my days.
What did you think I would do, old woman? I said the war would mark the end of an era, and it has. It's up to Yudhishthira to lead you into a new age.
Will you stay with us?
You've no need of chariot drivers now.
Weeks pass, and I am slow to see the bitterness gnawing away at the blind old king and his queen.
Have you been eating? Your arms have grown thin.
It's not important.
If the cook doesn't please, I'll have another scent.
No, Yudhishthira, it's not the cook. It's my time, and you have to let me go.
You're going to leave?
If we stay, we will grow to hate you, and I couldn't bear that. I allowed enough wrong in this world. Don't let me add to it.
Where will you go?
To the foothills of the mountains.
I'll take you there.
I don't want that. The journey will be hard enough as it is.
But who will guide you?
Your mother, Kunti, will take us to the edge of the forest.
Yudhishthira, we are old now, and we have a duty to ourselves.
Who will sit beside me and counsel me when I need it? Scold me when I deserve it. Remind me who I am.
My son, I appeal to you.
Mother, stop. Don't bow your head to me.
I bow to the new king. Let us go, Yudhishthira. Your duty is to stay here and rule with wisdom and justice.
The next day, I watch my mother lead Gandhari and Dhritarashtra out through the palace gate, into the bustle of bullock carts and crowds of the city, on between lush rice fields towards the distant barren mountains.
A new beginning, my lord.
I hope so.
Perhaps we can shape our destinies to the good.
Yes. And look, clear blue skies.
A good omen for your coronation.
Now that the kingdom is whole once more, we can heal the wounds of partition. The devastation that we have witnessed must never happen again. We must ensure that families will never again be torn apart by war, that betrayal and injustice are impossible, that blood will never again be shed on this soil.
Years pass, families are reconciled, and the words give and eat can once again be heard from open doors. The rains come and the sun makes his peace with us. It is a golden age. And then, one morning, after 10 years of prosperity, Arjuna's conch. He hasn't touched it since the first day of the war. In the courtyard by the fountain, Arjuna sits with his great bow beside him, unstrung and pitted with termite holes.
Arjuna!
Brother.
What's this? Why are you sitting in the dark?
I don't know, what is it? You're crying.
I killed him. I killed Grandfather Bhishma.
Oh, my brother.
Where will I find peace?
You carried so much on your shoulders, without ever once questioning what I asked of you. You were blessed by Grandfather, blessed by Krishna.
I cannot forgive myself. I've tried and tried, but I cannot forgive myself. Krishna told me I'd never find peace if I walked away from the war. But the pain of victory has been unbearable.
My brother's great heart gives way, and he sinks into my arms. I take Arjuna's grandson through the rites at the burning ghats. I pass him the flaming torch to set the pyre alight. And when there is little but ashes left, he breaks his grandfather's skull to free his soul from the body. Grandfather Bhishma's conch greets Arjuna's entry into the kingdom of the gods.
Bhima! Bhima! Open this door! Let me in! Please, Bhima!
Draupadi, what is it?
Bhima has locked himself in his room and won't let anyone inside. Not the servants, not me, not anyone.
How long has he been like this?
Since you left all the guts.
And no one's seen him? Break the door down. Come, help here. Quick, 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 quick. The door, break it open.
Bhima!
Bhima, the great wolf belly, sits cross-legged, facing the rising sun. His hair is white. He is lighter than a leaf, and sunshine pours through his papery body.
Bhima!
He has starved himself to death.
Make me laugh now. Who'll bring flowers for my hair? You can't do this to me, Bhima. Don't leave me like this. You swore you'd look after me.
Come, Draupadi.
I want to be with him. I want him to wash my hair as he did on the battlefield.
Come away.
The twins have gone. Arjuna's gone. And now, Bhima, let me go too. We were your pillars, Yudhishthira. We built your house. We cannot share your future.
Draupadi? My beautiful Draupadi. I love you, and I will always love you. Till the stars fall out of the sky.
I hug her to me, till my arms ache. But the breath has slipped from her. Now all the five fingers of my hand are gone. Dharma, Karma, Artha, Moksha. The four stages of life. Righteous living, desire, prosperity, and liberation from the cycle of birth and death. Today, I pass the crown to Arjuna's grandson. He's young. And although there are many who would wish me to stay, I cannot. I no longer have the strength. In the supple arms of Arjuna's grandson, the Pandavas will live on. It's time for me to make my peace with the distant mountains.
Kites circle high above. However high I climb, they climb higher. The air is thin. Short rest, and then keep going. Get to the top. From up here, the kingdom looks like a little patch of green that wouldn't give a cow a day's feed. Oh, come on. Maybe I'll be able to see more clearly when I get to the roof of the world. Oh, getting colder.
Have you nothing left, Yudhishthira?
I stake my wife. I stake Draupadi.
No! This stops here!
Silence, old man.
Why did I gamble? Risk everything on a throw of polished dice. The top. Must get to the top.
A dog! In the snow!
It is. A dog. A filthy, mangy mongrel. Ribs sticking out like a ploughed field. Must have come up from the village. Long way from home he is. Off you go. Shoot, go, get out of it. Back where you came from, go on. Oi, careful. Let's get to the top. I got away, you stupid animal. And talking me. Back down, go on. You sowed the seeds of a war, grandfather, when you refused to have children. After that, nothing was certain.
Get away, get away, go. Dirty, filthy kites. Leave us alone. Leave the dog alone. Go on, go on, go on.
It's all right. It's all right. That kite was certainly keen on you, eh? Yeah. Hold still a minute. Hold still. You're bleeding. You need a bandage. Give me your paw. Come on. Oh, you've not been near water for a while, have you? It's all right, eh? Keep your tongue to yourself. There. Eh? How's that, eh? Come on now. Walk slow. The kites will think twice before attacking the two of us. What? What is it? Dog, you've worn me down. I can't feed you, and you can't talk. The sages would say it's fate. Kismet. The hand which threw the dice. My hand. Which held Burma, dictated the fate of thousands. Barely keep hold of a stick now. So, dog, are you the lie that killed my teacher? Huh? Are you my recklessness? Or are you my stubborn heart? Too far. I'll lie here. Doesn't matter now. Whatever happens. Warm in the snow. Warm. I can smell honey.
Welcome, Yudhishthira. I've been waiting for you.
Where am I?
I have welcomed many of your family through the doorway of death. You can join them if you answer my questions.
Ask.
What is faster than the wind?
Thought.
What is more numerous than men?
Worries.
What travels alone?
The sun.
What is the greatest miracle?
Each day man wakes and believes himself immortal.
Welcome. Welcome to the greatest of the Kurus.
Dog. Hey, come on, dog. Where are you? Let's go.
This is the gateway to death. There is no place for a dog.
Why? He's my companion.
He cannot enter.
If the dog can't go in, then neither can I.
If the dog enters through the door of death, you'll bring eternal pain to all your family.
What suffering is there beyond death?
It is the law.
Then it's an unjust law.
Yudhishthira, you gambled with my future once before. Please don't do it again.
Draupadi, is that you?
Join us, brother. We'll feast like kings again. Ducklings, almonds, mangoes.
Come, Yudhishthira. Join us.
Come now. You here too?
All my sons together.
You must come in by yourself or risk losing them for eternity.
This dog has been my faithful companion. I did not ask it to follow me.
It gave me love and constancy. I can't abandon it now.
Even at the expense of Draupadi and your entire family?
My duty is to the living. While I am still on this earth, Dharma has meaning. Krishna, is that you?
Yes, Yudhishthira. I walked beside you as the mongrel. It was your final test. Welcome. Welcome, my friend. Welcome to the worlds beyond.
Krishna?
Yes.
Does pretense never end?
In part 3 of the Mahabharata, dramatized by Jatinder Verma and Claudia Mayer, Yudhishthira was played by Paul Bhattacharjee, Draupadi by Sasha Bihar, Dhritarashtra by Sam Dale, and Gandhari by Sudha Bhucha. Krishna was played by Nitin Ganatra, Duryodhana by Zubin Vala, Bhishma by Rad Rawi, Arjuna by Paul Baisley, Bhima by Danny Sapani, and Kunti by Indira Joshi. The music was composed by Niraj Chagg, and the director was Claire Grove.